Newly reelected Republican Secretary of State Kim Wyman was in the middle of explaining the purpose of Monday's ceremony when something unexpected happened.
This is a moment in our country's history where electors in state capitals across America are convening to cast their votes on behalf of the voters of their respective states. As you can see, this is getting me today.
Jack Ahrens from Everett was also emotional, though for a different reason. He was happy to cast a vote that helped to bring an end to the Trump administration.
It will be up to others to do the hardest work of rebuilding our nation as my health is failing. In November, I was told there is no more medical treatment that can help me, so it was important for me to do this one thing that I could do. Well, I still can.
Other electors, including Nancy Monacelli from Walla Walla, expressed their gratitude for a free and fair election.
I'm really proud to represent the 5th District and just appreciate the work that so many have put into ensuring the sanctity of this election. So I thank all of you. I thank you, Kim, and Governor Inslee, and everyone in this room.
Several members of the delegation noted the diversity of the dozen marking their ballots.
My name's Martin Chaney. I represent the 1st Congressional District. I live outside of Carnation. It's an honor and privilege of a lifetime to be here as part of Washington State's delegation to the Electoral College, a delegation whose diversity reflects the diversity which makes the great state of Washington so great.
Chaney dedicated his vote to his mother, whose family emigrated from Japan to Washington early in the 20th century and then was moved to a Japanese internment camp during the Second World War. Sophia Dannenberg from Seattle appreciated the diversity as well.
As the daughter of a Japanese mother who worked in sugarcane fields and an African-American father who worked in the cotton fields of the South, I became a doctor to give me so many opportunities. I am so, so proud to vote for my fellow Pelasian. For those who don't know, that is a Black and Asian Pelasian, Kamala Harris, who will be making history.
The 12 votes cast in Olympia on Monday will now be sent to Congress to be counted during a joint session on January 6th. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.